This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that, too. I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let's see. I got so many things I want to talk about. Head over to the website and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate Over the Last 8 Years. You're going to find out you don't need to hate them at all. You really don't. Again, it ain't that hard. Let's see. Also, you can buy our new shirts. You know, I'm thrown off because some of the things popping up on me here, but... So here's the deal. We got new shirts up there, new T-shirts that I just had done recently. Hashtag, what is it? Stand. I'm supposed to have one behind me, but there ain't. Hashtag stand. All the things, you know, you should be standing for your liberties. You should be standing for your freedoms. You should be standing for your rights. Don't go smashing windows at Starbucks or anywhere else. Don't set trash cans on fire. Don't show up at these events with masks over your face. If you got the guts to go there and protest, protest. Make a distinction between you and the rioters. The rioters, you know, they wear masks. They don't want anybody to know who they are because they're cowards. You know, and some of my people on the left, they're having a heartburn with me saying stuff. Well, why would you call them a coward? Because they're cowards. It really is that simple. Look, and if you stand behind them, if you believe, you know, in the early days of the internet, they had handles, right? You didn't use your real name. And so when I got on the air and I started doing the radio almost 10 years ago, I decided from day one, when I was online or doing stuff even before that, I had my name on everything. It was Joe Messina, period. So there wasn't that wonder who that was. They knew who was writing it and why. So go pound sand. Really, if you've got the guts to put it out there, if you really believe what you say you believe, then you should be willing to stand behind it with your name. So, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. So, I got into a back and forth, like I shouldn't do, with a young man on Facebook. And the young man was under the impression that prayer shouldn't be talked about, mentioned, or happened at any kind of public venue. And was that? Yeah. Yeah, no, it was unacceptable. And matter of fact, if you can find a link when you're doing your thing, the Freedom from Religion Freaks recently challenged some benches that were put up with lines from our founding fathers that mentioned God. And was that? Okay. All right. So we'll see if you can find that one. Now, back in 2014, there was a challenge made to this, finally. And the challenge was that there were town and city councils and water boards and school boards, all these things that these meetings, when they open up, you open up with the Pledge of Allegiance and then with a prayer of some kind. Now, recently in these town halls, one of the reasons I wouldn't do town halls anymore if I was a senator or a congressman or something, is they don't really want to have a town hall. They really don't want to have open dialogue. They just want to yell. And the proof is, recently in a town hall meeting in New York, you heard everybody that was there, well, not everybody, the majority of people that were there, and I'll tell you how I know that they were liberals. Because I know somebody already asked me this once before, well, how do you know you're liberals? It's really simple. Because when you got to the part of under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, a bunch of pink-hatted boneheads stood up and started screaming separation of church and state during that part. Now, they thought that was an exercise of their freedom of speech, and they were willing to tramp. See, here's the thing. If you're willing to tramp on my freedom of speech, I'm going to trample all over yours, and chances are I'm better at it than you. I'm going to get louder. So you're nothing but an ignorant piece of work if you're going to get up in an event where they're saying the national... You know what? I'd love to see you pink-headed people. I'd like to see you get up during a sports event at the arena. Let me see. Do it at Pittsburgh Stadium. Why don't you do that? At the next game they have, and they do the Pledge of Allegiance, or the... Yeah, the Pledge of Allegiance. I want you to start screaming in the stands when they get to that part under God at Pittsburgh Stadium. I want you to stand up and start screaming with your pink hat. Separation of church and state. And I want somebody around you that has a smartphone to picture what takes place and send it to us. I would tell you to go to Tennessee or Georgia or one of those places and do it there, but I'm afraid your family would never see you again if you did something like that. Really, seriously. This is when you do that to somebody who really loves this country, it's like saying something about their mother. When you're more into the process than you are the reason behind, there's something wrong with you. When you're offended that somebody says that they're willing to defend the flag, and you don't realize that it's just a piece of cloth and what they're defending is what it represents, there's something wrong with you. If patriotism to you only means what I believe, what I stand for, the freedom to be the biggest dork there is, then there's something wrong with you. Because, yes, even though those men and women fight for your freedom, for what that flag represents, or that oppressive flag that some of you keep talking about, they never really expect you to light the flag on fire, to use the flag to wrap your butt or wipe your butt, whatever. That's not the idea. That's not what the idea of freedom of speech was supposed to be all about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. David Fisher, we're going to talk a little bit about gold in the next hour. I mean, the next segment. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 170. 72. gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live and listen live and take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. I want you to get involved in the conversation. Again, even if you head up to the website, they have a live chat room up there. There's a live chat room on or feed, I guess is what they call it, on Facebook. There's a whole bunch of ways to get involved in the conversation. And it really isn't that hard. It shouldn't be that hard anyway. Head up my website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible Thumping, White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate Over the Last 8 Years. And you'll find out you just don't need to. They're not what you think they are. And then also, get some of my new shirts. The change, hashtag change. And basically what it stands for, change. stand. My God, I'm losing my mind over here. That's because I'm reading while I'm talking. Anyway, so it's hashtag stand. And what that means is stand for what you believe in. It's a red shirt, white lighting. It doesn't mean, you know, white writing. It doesn't mean that I stand with Trump. What it means is I stand with America. You stand with freedom. You stand with liberty. You stand for what the reality of what this country means. And you push against the resist people. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them be the only one speaking. You and I need to speak. Anyway, like I said before, David Fisher, he's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And I always appreciate what he's done because I learned a lot from him. And last week we came close to a government shutdown, whether you believe it or not. And now it looks like we may have a spending bill that we have to pass. Now, it'll keep the government from shutting down until September, but I don't know enough about it to know what that means. Let's let David tell us. What do you think?
Appreciate you having me on your program, though, today. Well, you know, we came really close to a government shutdown. They passed a spending bill through the House. It's got to go through the Senate. And this, if it goes through, then we're going to have a spending bill of $1.17 trillion. This will last us through the month of September. And this is a bipartisan bill. It's going to be one of those things, though, where there's a lot of compromise in this bill. But the bill is actually spending more money this year than we did last year by about $25 billion. So the key points in the bill, though, are $15 billion of the $30 billion that President Trump asked for defense. He got it. So he got half as much as what he asked for, Joe. And $1.2 billion is the additional funding for border security, which is part of a $3 billion request that President Trump asked for. But not a penny of that, and here's the key, not a penny of this went goes towards building of the physical wall. So one of the main cornerstones of the campaign promises and what President Trump did his campaigning on, so far he hasn't got that into effect. There's some side notes. You know, Puerto Rico is needing over $70 billion, Joe. They're going to get $296 million to plug an emergency shortfall. So it's really kind of like the little Dutch boy, the finger in the dam. They're actually looking about defaulting, doing a ironically, they call it a sort of bankruptcy. They're talking about that. But there's a few other things that are in the bill. There's a lot of things that are not in the bill. And the key components that are not in the bill is Trump requested $1.4 billion to begin the construction of the wall. He didn't get a penny, like I said. He wanted to cut spending, government spending, by $18 billion in what you call non-defense spending. So that didn't happen. We're still going to spend like crazy. And just on a side note, Joe, let's do the comparison. Mandatory spending, in other words, what is the hard numbers in the budget that can't be changed, in 1965 was 34% of the budget. Today, it's over 73%. So there's not a whole lot of headroom to add extra spending. But they keep doing this somehow. Otherwise, the numbers percentages wouldn't be higher. Pretty soon, we're going to reach a lot higher number, and that's going to create a lot more problems. But the other things that were not in the bill, a big one that President Trump talked about, is defunding Planned Parenthood. Chuck Schumer said that he wasn't going to sign such a bill that would stop funding to Planned Parenthood, and same thing with Nancy Pelosi. The other things that were not in the bill is extra funding to hire more immigration and custom enforcement agents. They also call it the deportation force, so funding for that. They wanted to restrict federal grants to sanctuary cities, the cities, you know, that protect undocumented immigrants from deportation. They weren't able to get that in the bill. And any provisions that would undermine the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, they wanted to, you know, repeal and replace. They wanted to put pork on back of this budget in some things that would stop and cease Obamacare from being able to function with the pre-set up of the new Part 2 for the new funding bill for the new health care that they're actually working on now, too, that just passed also by a 217 to 213, just barely passed.
You know, you got to pay attention to this stuff. And I know some of it, some of you guys say, kind of makes me glaze over, but it shouldn't. Because David really does explain it pretty easily. And if he can't get it, maybe like a study workbook, you got to listen to it over and over and over again until you do get it. Because it is a big deal. Seriously. And when I say it's a big deal, I mean, look, if you can't know how to protect yourself financially, if you don't know what to do with your money, I don't care what little you have or how much you have, if you really don't know how to protect yourself, then I don't understand how do you make decisions? Because you can't do it all on your own. That's why I try to bring some of these experts on. And I do mean experts. David's been doing this for a long time. And most people I know that have dealt with him, talked with him, you know, made the phone call like I told you to do. Some of you have made that call. I've been appreciative of doing it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. More with David Fisher from Landmark Capital.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, if you, some of those people are on Facebook and you're having trouble, I don't even know what to do anymore. You know, Facebook is just having a field day with some of us. So, you do what you got to do, but you can find us if you head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation. Really, there's a lot happening there as well. And there's smarter people than I in the chat room. So if I bore you to death, they might be able to help you out. Seriously. So last week we heard about the, you know, the government shutdown, what might have been. We're not done yet. There's still a lot that needs to be done. Now, I know some of you did agree with me, you know, because you let me know. But I said to you, look, I'm okay with this temporary budget for now. How many battles do you take on at one time? And I realized the money was technically still in there for Planned Parenthood. If it's in there next time, you're right, I'm going to go through the roof. But some of you who are in love with Paul Ryan, I don't know why. Explain why. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you want to be involved. So let's get back to it with David Fisher. And, you know, some say that President Trump really didn't get what he wanted. He actually gave in. And, you know, they just want to beat him for campaign promises. But I think it's like everybody else. Once you get in there, I learned, when I got elected to office, I learned that it wasn't as simple as I thought it was going to be. That all they needed was somebody in there that would, you know, have a spine to be able to make things happen. Well, guess what? It doesn't always happen that way.
Again, Joe, thanks for having me on your program. It's my pleasure. You know, the last thing that was not in the bill was they tried to dismantle portions of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau created by Dodd-Frank Act. So they weren't able to do any of that in this bill. There's a lot of pork that goes on the back of bills, and President Trump wasn't able to get any of that on this bill, or at least his team wasn't. So that's been very discouraging for this administration. Initially, he did say he was happy with what they agreed upon, but then he changed his tune and he said, if we can't get any more Republicans voted in to pass bills, you know, we might have to shut down the government come September. I don't think President Trump was really that happy. But keep in mind, he's looking at the big picture, Joe. If I had to read between the lines, I think he's going for a big compromise in the purpose of this initial bill to revamp health care and to get his tax cuts done. So that's part of the problem that he faces, that he wanted to get it all done in one full swoop, evidence why he was pushing so hard initially in the health care bill that didn't have all the right components, because he's like, let's just get this thing done. But when he realized back then, a couple weeks ago, he couldn't get everybody on board to pass this thing, they had to go for the second round, which is now past the House, like I said. But President Trump is looking, I think, at the big picture. I think he's learning a lot from this. He's clearly seeing that he can bend as a president. And he was interviewed recently. Somebody was asking him from Fox News what type of president he was. If he's a hard-nosed president, is he a purist? Is he, what really is he? And his reply is he's a common-sense president. He's not a hard-nosed president that is willing to shut the government down. He didn't want that to be on his watch. So he had to make considerations for what the Democratic Party wanted, and so he had to bend a lot to avoid this government shutdown. But I think he's really learned that the Republican Party is divided from purist to realist, while the Democrats, certainly are in unity. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they're dancing in the street. They think this is a great deal, and this is why some conservative Republicans that voted for Trump are just flat out not happy. Don't think they got what they should have got, and they should have pushed really hard. So there's a division that's happening in the Republican Party. The caucus, Freedom Caucuses, while moderates are looking at this totally different. They didn't want to have the shutdown. So this is the problem that lies within the Republican Party, and if we don't get that division merged somehow, we're going to have a hard time getting anything done with a House and a Senate and a presidential Republican Party. But the ironic thing is President Trump, when he was being interviewed, he said he used to be Democratic. Now he's a Republican president. So he just wants to make things different for America. He wants to make it great. And because of that, he's really having to learn the ropes. So I think another thing that President Trump has dealt with in not really getting things done in this first round of this bill is he's had to actually learn how the government works. So he's not a politician. He's come from a real estate background, who's a businessman. And he's doing some things and creating a business type of government. And it is kind of, in some cases, a square peg in a round hole. So through that, he didn't get everything he wanted. But that doesn't mean he's giving up. I think he's going to get more, because he's clearly said, quote, I'm going to come out and build a physical wall. We're going to get a physical wall. We've heard this thing so many times. It's going to be a physical wall. How many times have we heard that? All the blips and blurbs saying, it's going to be a physical wall, a physical wall. So a lot of people ask how that's going to happen. Well, now they're talking about, exactly. That's a great point, Joe. How are they going to pay for it? Well, they are wanting to do a gas tax. President Trump thinks it's a very good idea. Currently, federal fuel tax is at 18.4 cents per gallon for gasoline and 24.4 cents for diesel. We've had oil pull back substantially, Joe, which has caused lower gas prices over the course of the last year. And so he's thinking that, here we can put some buffer in there and get a gas tax that would fund the wall for a short-term period of time. Because, it's the infrastructure is a spending bill he wants to pass, and we use gas in our infrastructure. This is the theory here. And so let's use a gas tax to create revenue for building of the wall. Now, it's already come against resistance, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but Trump has just said over and over again, we're going to have a physical wall. He's still saying it after not getting it in this bill. He's still saying it after he's got resistance from Congress and people saying they don't want to have a gas tax. So that's still yet to be determined. We'll see what happens, but I don't think he's going to give up. I think he's going to get it probably, you know, if I had to speculate, come September, because this bill is only going to last us till September, we're just kicking the can 5 months down the road, and then we got to do this all over again. But I think this time around, he'll have a couple things. One, experience under his belt. Two, a more unified Republican Party. And three, he'll have some mileposts behind him saying we are able to pass some things. And so getting other things passed will not be so difficult. I think come September, we actually could see a shutdown in the government. But I wouldn't be surprised this time, because I think he really wants to get done what he campaigned on. And President Trump doesn't want to be called out by his conservative Republican side, the Freedom Caucus side, which used to be the Tea Party, saying, you know, you're not doing anything that you campaigned upon. That's why we elected you. So that's still going to be in the wings, and I would look for a possible, I think a fairly large chance, we'll talk more about as we get to that month, a shutdown in our country, unfortunately.
I like David's optimism about a unified Republican Party, don't you? I just find it amazing that he actually believes that they're going to, and again, I think Mr. Ryan is still kind of confused of what his job is. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We're going to finish it up on the other side of the break.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the crazy man that gets straight. When I start to dance, everything goes chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
Here in the chat room, Dexy tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and being involved. Listen, head up to the website where you can buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't need to. I'm sure some of you know that now. After listening to the show all this time, you should know by now. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, when it comes to finances, I have David Fisher on with me on a regular basis. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And David, for me, never talks over my head. Pretty much, you know, I won't say he makes finances exciting. That's not what I mean by that. But it's definitely to the point, matter of fact, and you don't feel like you're being sold, like you're going to get a set of keys to your new used car. And their people are very, very good, very, very genuine. And when they deal with you, they want to make sure you understand what you're doing. They'll never force you to make a sale or push you to make a sale the first time you call in. Or the second. 844-715-9311. 844-715-9311. It's the number you can get a hold of him at. during the day, during regular business hours. So if the show's being rebroadcast on Sunday at 10, don't send me an email and say, how come they're not there? Because they're enjoying themselves like you are at home with their kids, with others. So, now for him to think that the Republicans are going to come together, I don't see it. You've got too many factions now. Doesn't mean they can't get it done. But they're going to have to negotiate. They're not going to be able to shove it down anybody's throat. And again, the only thing that's bothered me about all this is they took all that time over the years to repeal Obamacare. I think it's funny that we have the majority votes in the Senate and the House who are having a hard time repealing it and replacing it. And they actually took all that time to repeal it when they only had the House and not by enough numbers. No Senate. What were they doing? Were they making a stand? Well, they make a stand once a year at the beginning of the year. Don't make it five, six, seven times a year. So I guess the question for David is, is the economy really recovering? Right? The latest jobs report that came out was great. Now, I'm sure people on the left are saying, talking about how Obama, right? They're going to tell you it was all because of Obama. Or they shouldn't. Because, well, I guess they could. I mean, they blamed Bush for 5 years afterward, didn't they? So I guess they could blame slash give credit to Obama for 5 years. I'm just kidding. Put down your rocks. So let's speak. Again, let's hear from David Fisher.
Well, yes, Joe, let's go back and revisit that with the health care. You know, it did pass by a very small margin in the House, 217 to 213. You know, and what really brought it to the passing vote was just in the last few days, they had to change some major things that were not really tied. There was too many loose ends on it, specifically in somebody who has a pre-existing condition that would not get coverage. They want to make sure everybody would get coverage. So that's number one. Now the bill has that in there. And number two, they didn't want to have your premiums being raised. And then in addition to that, they didn't want to have high deductibles, like a $10,000, a major catastrophic deductible in the plan. So they worked towards getting those done. And now the Senate is going to, you know, pick it apart and, you know, modify it and hopefully pass it. But it's not really a repeal and replace. It's kind of more of amend and make it work because the existing Obamacare is totally defunct. And most counties across the United States are not going to be able to have insurance. And the ones that do, there might only be one company within that county. So, and they can go across state border lines. So there's some major problems that looks like they got ironed out. We'll still see. It's still yet too early to be looked at. Well, as far as President Trump's 100 day, you know, it's not a pass or a fail. If I had to, you know, which way did the tree fall, pass or fail, I'd give him a pass. But put it into perspective. This president had to do a lot of things. He's been, you know, originally he defended the size of the crowd at his inauguration. He's had major accusations previously, him with Russia. And so there's been wiretapping that he found out by the FBI and their investigation for months during his campaign. So he was addressing that. But when you add it all up, no president has ever had, at this 100-day milepost, the lowest job approval in the history of our country. So he has a very, very low job approval, under 40%. He's also trying to do a whole lot more than most presidents. So let's balance this out and put it into perspective. But comparing him to Reagan pushed for a big tax cut. He didn't get it done till his 14th month in presidency. So here Trump is doing the same thing, and he hasn't got it done yet, but he's pushing for it. But Trump authorized an airstrike with Syria, and Bush authorized an order of attacks in Iraq to enforce a no-fly zone. So there's similarities there. Bill Clinton failed to pass a major domestic bill during his first 100 days, and here we have the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill that so far has passed one of the pieces of Congress, and it looks like it's going to pass the other one. So he'll be ahead of Clinton in that aspect, but he still has no progress on the border wall. But Trump has confronted similar struggles of the five previous presidents, you know, but he's also had to decentralize his White House staff. There's been a lot of internal drama that has been going on, and he's had to address that. It's been very, very challenging because he's just learning how the politics work. So from that standpoint, he's had to deal with a lot more than most presidents. But as far as his scoring, I'd give him an A for his ability to communicate and work in the media. He has a great Twitter account, and he lets people know that way. And he's called out false press, you know, inaccurate information. So he's not afraid of, you know, calling it out. So from that standpoint, I give him A. Actually getting things done, I think it's more like a C. He gets bogged down in how people think about him, and that sidetracks him for actually getting things done. So I give him about a C in that. The ability to work with people, I think he's used to working with people in business, and the way his negotiations process in the past works probably well in business, puts something crazy out there initially and then backs away from that. That's not how Congress operates, and so he's had a challenge in working with Congress and with people that way, so I'd give him a B, and maybe even a C+. Accomplishing things that he campaigned upon, that segment, I think he's a C at best. You know, some of the major things that he wanted to get done, he hasn't really got done. You know, they're not fully done yet. He's working on all of them all at once instead of one at a time. And so now he's backed away from that, and he's doing one at a time, which is why he didn't get everything in his bill. So this makes a little bit more sense, but I think he's going to get there, you know, and I think the key really is this. It's the measure of a president at the 100-day mark. It's not what he's got done so much at the 100-day, but how much he's learned and been able to adjust and move forward in those adjustments. And I think President Trump is remarkable compared to his lack of an experience as a politician. He's done so much more better than most, especially when you look at the deregulation. I mean, he's incredible in draining the swamp, all the things he's accomplished with that. So, but time will tell. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. You know, we don't still have a fantastic economy, even though the job report came in fairly good today. But, you know, let's look at that for a second. Let's take a look at that. Unemployment, yeah, might have fallen to 4.4% using the technical data what they've been using in the past. But that data's been blurred. And even Trump campaign said no. Unemployment is more like over 20%. So, I mean, the needle's not moved a whole bunch because now there's around 13 million people that are still falling off the charts that aren't considered unemployed because they're working two part-time fast food jobs. So we haven't really recovered. We're moving in the right direction. It's going to take some time, maybe four months to 4 years where it really implements, closer to the 4 years. I know that doesn't sound great. But, you know, we still have a major problem, which is the debt of our country that they're not dealing with. And we're spending more money this year than we did last year, evidenced by this short-term five-month spending bill. So that's the thing that has me concerned. They're not addressing the short-term or long-term debt of our country. And, you know, we're spending more money, and it's going to come back to haunt us. So that's why people diversify into precious metals. It keeps them from this thing called the bail-in. And this will help people, you know, diversify the portfolio and might even outperform stocks because it's been clearly doing that so far year to date.
You know, you want to learn more about this, head up to the website, therealside.com. Therealside.com. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live.